Opponents of Amendment 1 are calling on the Florida Supreme Court to block the initiative less than a week before Election Day. The group believes amendment backers misled voters and the court. I'm Nick Evans. As of Wednesday morning, well over 4 million Floridians have cast a ballot by mail or in person. But Floridians for Solar Choice is making a last-minute bid to keep state officials from tallying the votes for the Solar Initiative Amendment 1. Here's Stephen Smith, head of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy and a Floridians for Solar Choice board member.
With today's legal actions, we are exposing how the utilities and their proxy front groups intentionally used fraud before the Florida Supreme Court in advancing the anti-solar Amendment 1 ballot now before Florida voters.
The group's effort comes after the release of an audio recording featuring James Madison Institute Vice President Sal Nuzzo.
Remember this, solar polls very well. To the degree that we can use a little bit of political jujitsu and take what they're kind of hitting us on and use it to our benefit, either in policy and legislation or in constitutional referendums, if that's the direction we want to take, use the language of promoting solar.
Nuzzo was speaking at an energy conference in Tennessee, encouraging policymakers in other states to take a page out of the Amendment 1 playbook when crafting their own proposals. The initiative's campaign organization Consumers for Smart Solar quickly distanced itself from Nuzzo, arguing it never coordinated with the James Madison Institute. Consumers for Smart Solar also started deleting social media posts referencing JMI's support for Amendment 1. Despite the timing, Ben Cuney, attorney for the group attempting to block the proposal, says the Supreme Court can still revisit the advisory opinion that put the measure on the ballot.
We will be seeking expedited consideration, and as a precautionary measure, we are asking the court to order the embargoing of the outcome of the votes.
Amendment 1 made it to the ballot on a 4-3 vote, with Justice Barbara Pariente writing a forceful dissent in which she referred to the proposal as a wolf in sheep's clothing. Now, at the 11th hour, Cuney, Smith, and others with Floridians for Solar Choice are hoping the tape is enough to shift one of those votes. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.